Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. What we have here is a failure to communicate. And you remember that line from the movie? I don't even think I saw that movie. What we're seeing in this country on the so-called left and on the so-called right is corruption and greed and sin. I've learned in my short, however, I'm no spring chicken, but my short life, that you cannot and never should believe any man or any woman to be good. They will surely let you down. We all thought, and we still cannot convict him. I'm not ready to do that. For we don't know all the truth. But Judge Roy Moore, more and more, has come out. And we've always believed him to be a godly man. And perhaps he is now and wasn't once upon a time in his life. I think all of us can remember, even as believers, that we've done something we should not have done. We've all had our moments. And we will again. But it seems the sifting continues. Now, there's a battle going on in D.C., there's no doubt about it. We've talked about draining the swamp. We've talked about it's not fair to call it a swamp when it's really a cesspool. But I have to chuckle because the sifting may leave us all with nothing. We see somebody that we have esteemed for a while, Judge Roy Moore, fall because of past things that he's done. How many of us haven't done something? But we really won't be alone. That's not a correct statement. When the sifting is really done, there will only be one left standing, and we know who that is. That will be our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If these allegations against Judge Roy Moore are true, I think what he should do is confess. Confess them. Just put it out there. Let us know. No question. He should have long ago, if they were true. He should have just said, listen, I did this back when I was in my 30s and stupid. And just ask, you know, for forgiveness. I want to do what's right now. The world judges harshly. But God judges justly. How this will all play out, I simply do not know. I would imagine he's going to, unless something really drastically changes, they were going to come out with some proof that he was innocent. I haven't seen that happen, but I haven't watched anything this morning. But one thing for sure, we need to stop worrying about the knees on the football field in protest, and America needs to start being a part of the knees on the ground in repentance, because there's not one of us. There's not one of us that hasn't done something in our past or in our presence or in our future that is above reproach. There's not one of us that haven't done something that we are upset about, that we believe to have been wrong. So, that's where we are today with that. So more information has come out with Judge Roy Moore, and we need to be aware of what's happening. We don't know the truth. Yesterday, another person came out, another woman that claims that she dated him when she was 17. And that he got upset with her, and that and that he tried to talk her into something, and she refused, and then he got angry. I don't know. I just don't know what's going on. And we're not going to know. So it's just something that we need to really step back and think about. We need to step back. And we need to be in prayer. Because regardless of what this is or how it's going to play out, it is an attack on this nation. And it is an attack on a man who has claimed to be standing on God's promises. That we know. And we need to be aware of that. We have John from Illinois. John, how are you today?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So, let me get this straight. If you're a Democrat, you could do
whatever you want.
You could collude with Russia. You could hide your emails. You could lie, cheat, steal, and probably even murder, from what we understand. But as a Republican or a conservative, you got to be perfect. And guess, look who's saying, yep, that looks credible. John McClain, Paul Rhino, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, it's all the usual suspects. They're not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They want Donald Trump crippled. And any way they can do it, they will do it.
Right. Right. Well.
So whether he's guilty or not, and I would assume he's not, the guy was kicked out of office because he wanted the Ten Commandments on the wall. I would assume he lived by those. Whether he did before that or not, not my problem. Not my problem.
Okay.
The guy's a good guy, and I trust him.
And, you know, I keep going back to this is 38 years ago. This is 38 years ago. And I know that we're not supposed to judge these women because they were afraid and they didn't want to come out and all this and that. But it was 38 years ago. Why all of a sudden now?
How come they haven't done it before that? How come they haven't accused them before then?
That's what I'm saying. It was 38 years ago. Why now? Why this timing? Why now? Well, you know, somebody has sought them out. Somebody has dug up the dirt, whether it's true or whether it's false, or whether it's half true or half false. Somebody's doing the digging. And we need to...
Well, if you saw the movie Hillary's America...
Yes.
First of all, there's confirmed 86 members in Congress that are confirmed communists, and I'm sure that's not all there is. And one of their tactics is... Dirty tricks, man. Lie, cheat, steal. And the Communist Party even condones killing if necessary.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And these that are coming out, I'm going to tell you what, I don't think there's one clean person in the world. You know, I really don't think
well,
there is.
Except for me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I just lied.
Now, see, you just got caught, didn't you? All right. Well,
yep.
You know, I think we need to really take a look at this. And, you know, there's been all kinds of chatter. I was talking to Melody Cedarstrom. We did a show before this. There's been all kinds of chatter. What they're going to do if he steps back. And there's a possibility that he might do that. He doesn't seem to want to do that.
I hope he don't. I hope he don't. Yeah. Too many people step back because of the dirt that they dig up, whether it's legitimate or not. And I would think that it's not legitimate, being, like you said, 38 years ago.
Right. Hey, listen, we're going into a break, John. I got to let you go.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, if you were listening yesterday, I promised you Sam Sorbo today. And right after the show, I got a cancellation from Sam Sorbo. And we're trying to reschedule, and it looks like she will be on next week for us. I'm still waiting for a confirmation. She is going to be on. She's going to be on the full show. And here later today, we're going to have Don Carricker on. He's going to be with us. Now, I was watching. Now, I'm going to put a little plug in for CSC Talk Radio. I know you say, Beth, you do that all the time. I was watching Carlson Tucker last night. And he had a gentleman, a landowner from Louisiana on there. And he was talking about the dusky gray frog, the phantom frog, and the taking of land. And Tucker Carlson was completely oblivious. What? Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Why would they want to come in there and burn the trees and cut the trees down and burn the land? And the guy says, because they want the land. I brought that story to you back when it happened in 2011. There is no other network, not mainstream media, not Fox News, there is no other network that's going to tell you about the land grabs that are going on across this nation through the EPA, through the BLM, through the USDA. Oh, they may talk about it once in a while. But they're not going to bring this to you. He actually had the gentleman on the air. I didn't do that. Maybe I should. That's experiencing this. The frog doesn't even exist. Yet they want to take that land to preserve it for this frog that doesn't exist. It makes absolutely no sense. It's based on a lie. It's based on an idea of I'm going to take that land. I'm going to take that land. And Tucker Carlson couldn't believe it. He said, well, they're EPA. They're supposed to be all about the environment. Why would they want to burn it? Why would they want to cut all the trees down? He said, well, they want it to be a sanctuary for frogs. They want the land. And he told Tucker Carlson, they want the land. And Tucker's mind was just blown away. Like that's not a concept he's ever heard before. That's why CSC Talk Radio is so important. There is no other. And I could do so much more. I could do better. I love this land. The farmers and the ranchers, business owners, real Americans. I'm not saying D.C. aren't real Americans, but I'm telling you what. They don't live the life you and I live. They don't struggle from day to day to pay the bills. They don't have to put up with the EPA coming on their property and tell them, you know what, I think a frog would live here better than you. A frog that doesn't even exist. Putting a frog that doesn't exist in front of a man who owns the land. It says the phone call came out of the blue in 2011. A federal biologist on the other end of the phone line told Edward P. Poitouvent II that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service intended to... I was blaming the EPA on this. Let me back up. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service intended to designate a large swath of Louisiana woods that had been in his family for generations, a critical habitat for an endangered dusky gopher frog. Edward was confused because the frog had been neither seen nor its croaks heard on the land since the 1960s. Later, he would learn that his land is not, in fact, even a suitable habitat for the frog anyway. So the one I brought to you might have been a different story because they were claiming, maybe they were claiming they were going to make it that it was the perfect place for the mating of these frogs. And I thought, well, the frogs must not think so because they're not there. But they're going to make it the perfect place for mating for the frogs. No matter how you slice it or how you dice it, it's a taking of my land in that I can't use it and I can't sell it now. He's a New Orleans lawyer, and they're going after his land. They're going after his land for a frog that doesn't exist on the property. How crazy is that? A dusky gopher frog. An endangered dusky gopher frog that may even already be extinct. Who knows? You know, I like frogs. I get frogs on my back deck every now and then. Well, I don't do anything to them. I like the frogs. I don't like them more than my grandchildren. I don't like them more than myself. I don't like them more than my property, but I think frogs are good. They eat the bugs and they eat the mosquitoes and the larvae. I think they're good. But I wouldn't give them up. I wouldn't give my property up for a frog. Why do you think they want the land? Why do you think rural America is under attack? For the land. Absolutely, positively for the land. And CSC Talk Radio brought that news to you before Tucker Carlson even knew about it. He was absolutely shocked last night. Why would they do that? Because they want the land. Blew his mind. I'm not sure he even believed it. Blew his mind that they would do such a thing to take the land. You know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I just wanted to say I like frogs, too, with butter and garlic.
Well, I haven't grown accustomed to that. I have eaten a few, but I haven't grown accustomed to that.
Turtle's pretty good, too.
How is it? Turtle soup?
Oh, you bet.
I like the turtles that have the chocolate and the caramel and the nuts on it. That's the kind of turtles I like.
I'm glad I could make you laugh today.
Oh, you did. You made me laugh. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I guess I should quit. I'm not really patting myself on the back. What I'm trying to get through to you is CSC Talk Radio is important. I hope you understand that. That it truly is the only talk show, nationally syndicated, that's fighting for rural America every day. Every single day. And it bothers me a little bit that I have to get off on politics and I don't get to concentrate on these stories. But it's because of a lack of help here that I have to do so many things, and it's politics flies up in my face pretty fast every day. But when this one was on Tucker Carlson last night, I thought, we talked about that back in 2011 when it happened. We brought that story to you. Louisiana is about to have a land grab. It's 2017. He's still fighting it. It's 2017 and he's still fighting it. Why would you have to fight to hang on to your property? Why would you have to fight this? You know, I'm speaking tonight at Republican Women's Banquet Dinner in Fulton, Missouri, at the 54 Country. If you're in Missouri, come out there. I think you need to reserve. I don't have the phone number in front of me. You can call me in the office later and get it. The Patriot, and I'm going to use this, so if you listen to my speech tonight, you're going to hear this again. In the movie The Patriot, he didn't want to fight. He didn't want to get involved. And they want him so bad. And they said, he says to them, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? The bureaucracy in this nation is a tyrant to you. They want your land. They want your property. They want to control every aspect of your life, including your health care. We're going into a break. Dion Carricker is going to be with us when we come back, and we're going to talk about this land a little bit. 877-895-5410. When we come back, Dawn and Beth Ann will be right here.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have talked about Judge Roy Moore. We've gone from that to land grabbing with the dusky gopher frog and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And now we're going to talk with Don Carriker. He's with IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, and you can go and visit that website. We're going to talk to Don a little bit. Don, so much is going on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you, Bethany?
I'm doing pretty good. About to lose my mind, as you well know, but I'm doing pretty good.
Aren't we all? They're about ready to drive us to craziness, aren't they?
You know, I had a gentleman on the show I was on before here call, and he kind of put it in perspective. You know, we're not going to condone if Judge Roy Moore is guilty. We're absolutely not condoning that behavior. I also kind of have to wonder on the other side of the spectrum, why were these young girls dating a 30-year-old? What was going on there? What do you expect if you date a 30-year-old? But my mind keeps going back to, but it was 38 years ago. It was 38 years ago. And trying to put some kind of common sense into it. I'm not sure we can put common sense into anything anymore. It's just you can't logic it out because it's so messed up. But,
well, it's always such a one-sided argument. You know, if this was a Democrat, they'd be circling the wagons. They'd be defending him, and they would be saying, like you just said, it's 38 years ago. You know, can't you Christians forgive? You know, that kind of thing. They would be throwing all sorts of malarkey like that at us. And what do we do when something happens like this? We don't circle the wagons. We turn on our own people and start shooting at them.
We start kicking our wounded.
Yeah. We just get rid of our people left and right. And, you know, I don't condone it. But, again, what was going on in that time period? I didn't even, you know, I was young. it was during all this, you know, free sex stuff and all this garbage that was going on. I highly doubt that, you know, she was probably Miss Prim and Proper. But, you know, like you said, 38 years ago. Come on, really?
38 years ago. And why now? You know, he's been in the limelight. He's not. It's not like he's been hiding and all of a sudden he's come out running for senator. You know, he's been in politics.
We know. We know why.
Yeah,
and it's because we don't run the media. Shows like yours and other talk radio shows are the only vestige of honesty and truth that we have left in this country. And, you know, Nazi Germany knew it. When you own the propaganda, you own the minds of the people. And it's a little frustrating. That's why I continually tell people you got to prepare. Even though we have, supposedly, we have our people in power, they're eunuchs. They are totally worthless.
That's one way to look at it, yeah.
Eunuchs that are not going to fight for us. They're going to turn tail and run. And you better, as individuals, prepare like you did when Obama was first elected. You know, the preparations were there. People got their guns. They got their ammo. They got their house in order. They got everything in order. And now we all breathe a sigh of relief that Trump was elected and that we thought we had power. Well, you don't have power when the people that are in power don't have the backbone to do their jobs and stand up to evil.
And they're equally corrupt. You know,
not all of them. I have a hard time with that because there are some very, very good conservative people that are in power.
Well, let me put it this way. The establishment, the ones who are ones who were on the first accusation ready to tell Judge Roy Moore to get out, get out, get out, get out. They didn't want him to win in the first place. So they were on board and still on board and still arguing about it. And some others are joining them now. Like you said, they have no backbone. They won't stand up for the man. If the things are true, I think he should have just come out. Yeah, I messed up 38 years ago. I messed up.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It wasn't rape. I'm not, like I said, I'm not condoning it. It wasn't rape, though. And he could just honestly say, you know, I messed up. But we cannot put any one individual on a pedestal. There's not a one of us that deserves to be on a pedestal. There's not a one of us who hasn't had some time in our life or will one day have some time in our life that we're ashamed of the decision we made or our actions. And, you know, I think we need to stop and think about that.
And until we can have, you know, Jesus Christ himself and the angels running for office, we're kind of stuck with our fallible humans, and we have to choose and back the people that are good, and if they did something 38 years ago, then so be it. Yes, like you said, admit it. You know, you failed. You had a moment of weakness. I don't even know if this guy was he married then. I have no idea.
I don't think so, but I don't know. They haven't mentioned that part.
Yeah, back in the 70s, it wasn't like now where men are forced. And I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm a married man, been married for 30-some years, lovely wife, two great kids. I am not going to put that in jeopardy. But back in the 70s, it was a totally different world then. And, you know, people were coming out and saying, oh, yeah, make love, not war, and all this other hippie bull
crap. If it feels good, do it.
Exactly. And so put that in perspective, and you go, of course this guy probably came on to this young girl. And, you know, it's not, especially if he wasn't married, I mean, criminy. We as males can no longer ask a woman out or say anything nice about how they look or anything because it can be it can be turned and twisted into sexual harassment. And I think they're doing it on purpose, especially the feminists are doing it on purpose, to take away any sense of manhood that we have anymore.
And that is a problem.
As a man, it's frustrating. Like that. I feel sorry for the people that are not married. I'm married.
You know, I have no problem with somebody opening my door. I have no problem with that.
Oh, come on. That's Texas. That's
I have no problem with
you. You can open the door yourself.
I can. And I do a lot, packages. But I have no problem if somebody else wants to open it.
If I have a bunch of packages in my hand, a woman better darn well open the door for me, too.
I have done that. I have
Tell
done
you.
That.
We're humans. We're supposed to be helping
each other. It's called being kind. Nice. Being kind.
And chivalry. On one end, they want chivalry, but on the other end, they don't want to feel like, oh, well, you're being sexist. No, I'm being a gentleman. A gentleman does that.
Yes.
And it's, I was going to talk about veterans since it was Veterans Day just a couple days ago. I was going to actually talk about veterans, and the kind of gentleman and veterans kind of goes hand in hand. If you were in the service for any period of time, then you were pretty much taught this is how you act. You act properly to people of authority and to females.
Yes, ma'am.
And now that females are in the service, you know, I don't know how. I can't even imagine how being in the service would be like now with female, high-ranking female officers, you know, that are above you where you have to show that respect, and you have to show respect to a female, but you can't do it in a sexist way. It's almost contradictory.
It is.
I don't know.
You know, and you can always tell when someone is fresh out of the service, the military, because there is a lot of yes, ma'am, and yes, sirs. Very respectful. And, you know, I have no problem with that. I did years ago because ma'am made me feel old.
Okay.
Now I've accepted that, so ma'am's okay.
You accept the ma'am now, okay.
I accept ma'am, you know, yes ma'am.
Right. Yeah, but, I guess it's all in your perception, but that's what they use nowadays is perception is reality. And if you feel, if somebody says, you look fantastic today to a female, and she wants to twist that and say, oh, that was sexist and I'm offended, then you're going to the gallows because you have no leg to stand on as a male.
And yet I'm looking at her and thinking, why'd you buy that outfit if you didn't want noticed? Why did you?
Yeah.
What made you decide to put that on this morning? You know, kind of like which Judd was it? Naomi Judd? I can't remember which one of the Judds it was, but she went on a rampage because somebody in the airport told her she looked nice.
Yeah.
You really have a nice God outfit forbid. On today. She had the big hat and all that. She looked really cute, you know. What'd you wear it for? You didn't want somebody to notice it. All right, we're going to get down to business. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting now with Don Carriker. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410. Don is a sponsor of the show with IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And Don and Beth Ann will be right back.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting right now with Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And I had fun making that commercial, by the way.
Oh, good.
I did. I don't know if you like it or not, but I had a lot of fun making that commercial. And, you know, we all do want a great home loan, and that's kind of his premise with that, his point. And, so anyway, and I appreciate all that you do. I know you're very involved, and I'm going to be speaking to the Republican women tonight up in Fulton, Missouri, at the 54 Country, and I'm going to try to call them to action. You know, I think we tend to sit back these days and think, well, I really can't do anything, and what am I going to do? You know, I'm just a weak little female. What am I going to do? You know.
Here.
I'm exaggerating. Don't get all mad at me.
I know.
Women will get mad at me. I'm exaggerating. But I think we do tend to think, well, I'm too busy. I don't want to get involved. And you know, I really am kind of that busy, trying to keep a radio show going and trying to stay on top of the news. And I'm going to tell you what, it is tough to sift through. To sift through and find out what the truth is. I'm not sure we're ever going to know any of the truth. And maybe the old saying, I can't handle the truth, out of that movie is a good part of it. Reality
part of what,
in our lives today.
It seems like, I mean, these people that we hired, and we did hire them. We elected them, but we hired them for a job. And that job was to go up there and abide by the platform that we agreed with when we decided to be Republicans. And part of doing that is doing your job. And if they're not doing their job, then they need to be brought into the office and they need to be told that you are not doing your job. And unfortunately, if you don't do your job, we can't keep you on and we'll elect you out. And that's part of one of the things I'm involved with. We actually have the 7th Congressional District MRA meeting tonight down here in Springfield.
Oh, so you're not coming to the women's meeting in Fulton then?
I can't. No, unfortunately, I'm torn different ways.
That's all right. I knew that ahead of time. I knew you were.
I know.
giving you a
but,
hard time.
But, yeah, we are going to meet down here in Springfield. The Missouri Republican Assembly that I'm part of is a group of people that is doing their best to hold their elected officials' feet to the fire to do their job, which is abide by the platform and the Constitution. And if they're not doing that, they need to do that. And if you are veterans that are out there, you know, that you just celebrated, and I'm a veteran myself, Air Force, and if you're out there and you're looking at your medals or your certificates and things like that going, boy, those were the good old days where I was involved and I got things done, you can still do that. All you've got to do is plug in and bring your oath with you, because your oath was to, you know, protect this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic.
That's right.
But we really don't have that big of a deal with foreign enemies right now, except for the terrorists. And they're all a bunch of wackos. So we don't have a unified force like the Nazis and the people that were the axis of ally, our axis of evil. We have our own interior evil now that we have to basically fight against. And we can't fight with bullets, unfortunately, but we can fight with words. And we can fight with gathering together. So if you can get anybody, you know, to go to your event, go to an event. If you're sitting there and going, what can I do? Get up off the couch, either get to an event, get to a group of people that are like-minded, and make your voice heard to the representatives. Because they show up to these meetings. They want to see the constituents. And they show up to these town hall meetings. They show up to the MRA meetings. And we let them know we're dissatisfied with what you're doing. And they let us know what they're doing. And they tell us, you know, how, you know, they can't get the job done or what they need from us, which is helpful if there is truly something we can do. But otherwise, you know, they know what we are thinking. And, you know, you got to have just some faith that it's going to make a difference.
Well,
and we'll see what
happens.
We've got 1 year left before, you know, the next major election, and I'm honestly kind of worried if we don't get something done, it's not going to, we're going to swing back the other way and we'll just lose the country completely.
Well, you and I, we have a different think system or logic system in our minds and hearts than apparently many. And when they lost the election here last week for the governor race, was that in Georgia? It,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people said, oh, the left is coming back, you know, and this and that. But I saw it as the Republicans establishment being slapped down and rejected. And, you know, well, we still lost a seat, you know, but maybe what good does it have to have that seat if you've got an establishment Republican in there and they're doing what the Democrat was going to do anyway? So what difference does it make? And what was your opinion on that?
Oh, I definitely agree. It's, you know, you're talking rhino Republicans. And I call them the old guard. The old guard Republicans. The old gray-haired people. And I'm not, you know, slapping down all the, you know, the people that are elderly. I mean, I'm 53, so I'm getting there. But doggone it, you know, if you were part of the problem in getting McCain's people, you know, people like McCain elected,
oh, gosh,
and you're not kicking them out, then you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. And the solution is, let's get some new blood in there, let's get some people fired up that are wanting to abide by the Constitution and that are not going to worry about what the Democrats think. All this hand-wringing about saying, well, we've got to change the tax plan because we need to make them feel like we're not just taxing the, you know, the middle class or the low-income people, we're going to go ahead and change it. No, you need to stop worrying about the Democrats. You're never going to satisfy them. You're never going to make them say anything nice about you. No matter what you do, they're not going to come to our side.
That's
all they're doing, you're doing, is you're giving up our power while you have power to do what we need to do, and that's pass our agenda. Mm-hmm. And the agenda isn't getting passed. I mean, put the wall. Come on. How hard would that be? I mean, that was a promise.
They don't even want the wall. They didn't want to repeal Obamacare. They don't want the wall. They don't really want tax reform. And this is going on and on and on. And so what good does it do to have the establishment in there? We do have a caller from Texas that has a comment on Roy Moore. Hi, Harry. How are you today?
Well, how are you doing, Beth Ann?
I'm good.
I was listening to your narrative that you had in the past few minutes. I'd just like to say two things in connection. One, Roy Moore, where is the evidence? Where's the dirty shirt? Where is the soiled dress? Where is any of that? There's none. It's just naked allegations. Watching that woman on Fox News, it looked to me as if she was daubing her face with a handkerchief.
Okay.
I looked real close for the tears she was daubing. I did not see any tears,
okay.
Beth Ann.
Okay.
I did not see them.
All right, Harry, we're out of time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you
Thank
very much.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much. Don, I apologize. We are out of time. We didn't even get to iwantagreathomeloan.com, and that is all my fault. I just appreciate you so much. We're going to have you back on next week. On next Tuesday, we'll do a better job, I promise. I promise I'll do
We'll
a better
talk business
job.
All next week.
All right.
Wait for it and get ready.
I appreciate it. Now you've told everybody. You know what? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. He is a sponsor of the show. You give him a call. Go check his website out. He has all kinds of things there for you. He's not just selling you a loan. He's trying to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.